Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 236, Dirty Dancing. Oh, yeah! They not like us. Okay. Yeah, Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, Jerry Orbach, Cynthia Rhodes, released August 21st, 1987. It's 100 minutes. Budget of $4.5 million and a box office of $214 million.
That's insane.
Like, whoa, okay. Yeah. Whoa. All right. I think this Swayze character might have something going.
Yeah, surprisingly, this is the first time I've sat down and watched this movie. I think it's your first time too, right? Yeah.
Yep, I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
I just wasn't a big Patrick Swayze fan for some reason. The only thing I ever saw with him back in the day was Ghost. I loved Ghost, but
yeah.
It wasn't enough to like turn me on. Like, oh, I want to see other Patrick Swayze movies. I didn't really look at that as a Patrick Swayze movie. I kind of just looked at it as an awesome movie.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I was never really a Swayze fan either. Well, actually, wasn't even until us doing the show, because we reviewed Red Dawn, we reviewed Roadhouse, and now Dirty Dancing. I haven't seen any of those films. And actually, to my surprise, I, to be honest, I didn't even know what the fuck this movie was about, other than how to do with dancing. Obviously, it's in the title, yeah. But I didn't know what the story was. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
The film was based on screenwriter Bergstein's own childhood. Okay. I remember our family used to go to this dance camp, summer camp, for 3 weeks every summer. Dance camp.
That was it.
3 weeks. And they got stuff for the parents and the kids. It's fun. And there was a girl, and I had to help her get this back alley abortion, yeah. And had it. So she was recovering from that, so I had to dance the big number at the end for her, and that was my summer. Like, that's the story. Like, what the fuck is this movie?
Oh my god.
Oh, it's weird. Ooh, 2004 prequel, Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights.
Yeah, I want to see that. Oh, actually, I want to see Footloose, too, because I've seen clips of Footloose. I've never actually sat down and watched Footloose, so that'd be another one to watch.
Yeah.
Dance movies.
So it's choreography by Kenny Ortega. I'm familiar with Kenny because, he did, High School Musical. He did a lot of these. He did Michael Jackson's This Is It.
Oh, cool.
And, he's the guy throughout the whole movie. Michael, do you think you could come down from there? No, Kenny. No. It's dangerous, Michael. I like it up here, Kenny. I like it. God, Kenny, why are you being so protective? Kenny.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I love that movie. And Michael's always talking to Kenny. No, Kenny, stop. you tell Kenny's having his hands full. He's like, oh my god, we're never gonna get this bastard filmed.
He's no Swayze.
Yeah, I've worked with the greats. God damn it,
come on, Michael.
I've worked with better dancers than you, Michael. You ever heard of Patrick Swayze? Couldn't hold Patrick Swayze's sweat rag, Michael.
Oh my god.
What have you ever done? You ripped a man's throat out in a lake. Yeah, how's this start? We get a really old school credits with the choppy.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Color dancing.
Be my little baby.
Be my little baby. People leg up on a hip and people, oh my god.
It's dirty.
Get out of here! I want this movie banned! Dancing borderlines on dirty! Mild dancing! then I think we're just driving to the summer camp, right? We got the car, we got the sister who I don't know her name, the dark hair one. I don't know if she's older or younger.
Yeah.
Who knows? She's not important. I don't know why she's in this.
Yeah. And then we got mom for this
part. Yeah. And then we got baby. They make. Oh, yeah, I love how it starts. It was the summer of 1963. And it's her in the back, her mouth's not moving. So we got a nice voiceover. And it's like, it was before Kennedy died, just to put it in perspective of what part of 1963 it was. And we were headed to camp. And we got dad and mom and the baby and the ambiguously older or younger sister. I think that they're both old enough that, like, this is their last summer, that they're going to, like, college after this. At least baby is.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants to... one last dance camp before I head to Peace Corps. The Peace Corps. Yeah, people have heard about it. No one knows what it is. Peace Corps.
Yeah, very... one of the things that surprised me I didn't know was that this movie takes place in the 60s. Had no fucking idea. I thought it was a modern-day 80s, which you could be fooled because, weirdly enough, this movie injects both movies from the... or music from the 60s and modern 80s music, so it's kind of confusing. But yeah, I had no idea this took place in the 60s. So there's a lot of like Vietnam references and protest, civil rights kind of stuff. So it's, I think she's kind of that character who wants to change the world and go into the Peace Corps. Yeah.
Yeah, and the dad knows the proprietor of this, I don't know what you'd call it, resort, camp. And it's Oscar from Short Circuit 2. I was like, man, he's so familiar. Who the fuck is this guy? And I was like, oh, that's the bad guy from Short Circuit 2 that was friendly to Johnny Five until he needed him for nefarious purposes. So we've got Oscar. And I don't know. It's like a camp. There's like rickety, like Friday the 13th shacks that the staff stays in. I think the visitors actually get like hotels. I'm not quite sure. There's not too many scenes with that, but they do talk about it. Like, oh, I bet you have a nice room. Now this room's nice. She's like, it's nice. Is that a chair? That's a nice chair. It's nice.
Yeah, nice. It is weird. Maybe you can correct me, but it is weird now that you mention it. There's no interior shots of where they... there's no hallways, people walking out. It's always like a restaurant setting or like a meeting room. But yeah, there's no, you know, establishing shots of where these people live or what it looks like. It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, when we do inside shots, it's always at a fancy, like, restaurant ballroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we do outside shots, it always looks like Salute Your Shorts or something.
Yeah, totally.
Just a rickety 60s camp. And one of the greatest shots of the camp setting I liked was when that dude later on in the movie is carrying three giant watermelons. I don't know. This is the 60s, and I don't know if that's how natural watermelons look.
Yeah,
but
they're all like, they're long. They're, it was like, what the fuck?
And they look like they weigh 25 pounds a piece. And he's carrying fucking three of these bastards. And then you pull out, and you see the rickety, stone steps that are like 400 feet descent that he's about to traverse. And baby grabs one of the watermelons. Like, here, let me help you with that. You can't come. No, you can't come to the counselor's section. It's forbidden.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what goes on down there. And then she's like, fine, you can carry the watermelons. And then he's like, oh, okay, you can come. It's like, you fully planned on carrying all three watermelons. You knew what you're doing. Now someone takes away one and you're like, oh, shit, that was a lot lighter. I think this girl can come. He's the proprietor's talking to the dad. Obviously they know each other, and I don't know, some kind of, if he's like, I don't know if it's free, but he's definitely giving him like a VIP treatment here.
Yeah.
More than normal people. And it's a lot of like rich families. Well, mainly rich couples, like rich husbands and spouses, and the spouses want to learn salsa and shit all day, and then the husbands get a drink, and there's a golf course, and they get to do their thing.
Like a lot of older people, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't see too many families, like their situation.
Yeah.
Which is strange. So, yeah. And then they're...
oh, I love Wayne Newman is in this movie. He's fantastic every time he's on. I think his name is Wayne Newman, or Or maybe Newman's his character in Seinfeld. The chubby guy.
Oh,
guy
yeah,
in
yeah.
Jurassic Park. Splish, splash! The water polo class is starting soon. Anytime he's on screen, it's a delight. He's pretty fun.
Yeah, as soon as he came on screen, I said, "Baby, we got baby here." See, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Don't get cheap on me, baby. Yeah, there's lots of stuff to do apparently that they quietly talk about in the background, like water polo and stuff. But it's mostly dancing is what we're gonna focus on. Oh, you guys gonna be there for the ballroom dancing? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss it. Private lessons. And I think she baby. I can't remember where we first see Swayze.
She's like walking around, and she sees like a meeting between the short circuit guy and the staff, and he's talking about.
Yeah,
is he saying like, keep your hands off of the clientele? I think that's what the gist was.
Yeah, he's saying make these girls feel at home.
Yeah,
give them a caress, but nothing inappropriate. Just keep them happy, okay? And then the dance staff comes in. Oh, the dance staff is here, and dance staff, your job is to cater to these women that want to learn dancing. Dance with them. Nothing more, Johnny, to Patrick Swayze. And then we get the I don't know, he's like the lead waiter. It's kind of the grease ball waiter. I don't remember his name.
Oh, Robbie.
But
yeah, Robbie.
Robbie. Yeah, and he has some words with Johnny. And then I like Johnny like knocks a couple napkins off a table. Hey,
yeah, what is like? Keep putting your sloppy pickles on the plate and let me worry about the dancing or something.
You just put your pickle on the plate and I'll do the rest. Bobby, whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh,
Bobby. And that's the first time she sees him because she's with the grandson of the proprietor, which is kind of like, I don't know, the dad and the proprietor kind of want them to hook up or hang out. It's what it seems like. And she's, who's that? That's Johnny. I don't remember what he says. He's a dancer. He's one of the best. All the women love him, and he's always booked for his private lessons or something like that. And he's like wearing, I don't know, he had like a leather jacket and the fucking glasses, hair kind of curly
yeah,
cued
like,
down.
Like a greaser, like a 60s, 50s yeah, greaser, yeah.
Totally. And then we move on. There's really not much to this movie as far as plot and stuff going on. It's just kind of goes. It's very different than what I thought this might be. I thought it was going to be like a dance competition training the whole time to a final competition where they win mm-hmm. or something and they do that patented fucking lift, but nah. Nah, man.
Yeah, this movie, I actually agree with you. This movie, I will admit, I think the first 45 minutes I thought was fucking awesome, in my opinion. Like, I was kind of wrapped up in the environment and the story, the cool dance numbers, a lot of dancing in the first 45 minutes. It's a lot of fun. It's sexy. I miss sexiness in movies. I feel like sexiness has kind of gone away, but, you know, it's fun. The first 45 minutes is fun, and you get the pregnant thing, and then the first dance number. Everything after that first dance number, though, to me, the movie comes to a fucking grinding halt, because the rest of the movie is just their love story. And I was kind of like you. I was thinking like maybe the whole movie you watch them fall in love, and then at the dance number, maybe at the very end they kiss, and that's kind of, you know, you wrap things up there. But no, halfway through the movie they fall in love, and it just, I don't know, man. The second half of this movie was kind of rough. But I would say the first 45 minutes was pretty strong. I was wrapped up in what was going on.
Yeah. So pretty much we just get some nonsense, and then we get to the plot, and what's going to propel us along is that that dancer girl partners with Swayze, Johnny, and I remember Baby's like, ooh, they're so good together when they're dancing. Are they together? And something like that. And he's like, no, not since they were kids. They're just good, or something like that. And yeah. I don't know. We get to a point, I think she hung out up there with the counselor type people, the dancers and all them. and they're just partying up there, dude. Just
yeah,
dance all day,
time.
And then
yeah.
Oh, I loved it. They dance all day, and then like Swayze Johnny shows up to the party up in the cabin that she's already at, and grabs a beer off somebody, swigs it, puts it back in his hand, and then just dancing instantly. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, dude. I guess you don't fucking bring your work home with you. Just everyone's dancing full tilt, sweaty, gyrating and grinding all day and all night. God, just take a break, people. It's ridiculous. Oh, that was funny. Then somehow in that situation, I don't know if it's the next day or later when she's hanging out with them, because she starts hanging out with them. The main dancer girl reveals that she's pregnant. It's the waiter. What was his name again?
Robbie.
Robbie. And he's a real jerk. And everyone thinks she's a floozy, you know, because she dances dirtily. So they assume that she has a lot of sexual partners. But she does not. She thought her and Robbie were in love. And she was wrong. And he's a creep. And now he won't help me with this backyard abortion she wants to get. From some seedy doctor who travels the country, and he's going to be in town for one day, and they have to have $250. And I guess Robbie's like the biggest waiter there. He has the money, but he won't help. Mm-hmm. And then I think Baby goes and talks to him about it, and he's like, I'm not giving up my summer bonus for that. Are you kidding me? For all I know, it could be Billy down the street's kid. I don't know. She's a floozy, man. I'm not wasting my hard-earned tips. Yeah. This is ridiculous. God. Took me 3 weeks to make these tips. And so she goes back and talks to them, and you know, they reveal that the doctor's coming through, and that's an option, but she can't afford it, and Johnny's not going to help, and tells her how much it is, and Baby's like, well, that's perfect. You can, we'll work the, get the money somehow, and you can go do it. And she's like, I can't. I have 3 dance numbers that day. One of them being the finale, the big ballroom waltz or something like that, that me and Johnny always do. I have to be there. No one else could cover for me. No one's good enough, and everyone else is doing their own dances.
Yeah, and if she doesn't do it, she doesn't get her summer bonus.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck it was, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you get that bonus. Yeah, like that'll pay for the kid for the rest of its life.
Well, it's a yearly subscription to what's the vacation thing, the bonus that Chevy Chase gets. I forget what it was. The Jello of the Month, Jello of the Month Club or whatever.
Yeah. And so Johnny's got a cousin. It was kind of our introduction to everybody. That's my cousin Johnny. He got me the job.
Yeah, the watermelon guy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was the watermelon guy. And he's like, well, what if Baby does it? And then Swayze's like, come on. Is that a joke? Jeez, job, oh, God. You kidding me? Baby. This broad can barely carry a watermelon. She can't, let alone carry a tune. Oh, God. We've been training at this for over 2 weeks. No way she can learn it. And she's like, and she's offended. You know, I could do it, you know, if it helps. So she talks to her dad. Dad, I'm in a real pickle here. What is it? You said I could ask you for anything. I need $250, like today. And he's like, that's a lot of money. What do you need it for? I can't tell you. You always said you could tell me anything. Well, I can't tell you this. Well, here's $250. Yeah. And then she goes back to the dancer girl. Here's the money. What? How'd you get this? Don't worry about it. And then I think Johnny says something. It's easy to be a hero when you just have to ask your daddy.
Yeah. Okay,
something like that.
Oh,
and then
God.
I think, what does she do? She gives the money back. And says she can't for some reason.
Yeah, this is where she says, like, it doesn't even matter that you got me the money because I have to do it because if I don't do the if I do the dance, or if I don't do the dance and get the abortion, I lose my summer wages. And that's when they have the discussion of having baby replace her.
Yeah. And then we also, the cousin was like, "Are you kidding me? Take the money. What are you doing?" He's like, "It's free money over here." And so yeah, she's gonna do the dance. And I like how the actual plot of this is a young girl training at a summer camp to dance the final dance while the original dancer has a off the books abortion. That is the plot. That's what we're going with. I can't make this stuff up. This was somebody's life. This happened. So she's training. And then the first like training sequence is pretty funny. He's like stepping on his feet, and he's, "Oh God, baby, oh, this is never gonna work. Go on the two, not on the one. One, two, three. One, two, three. Come on, you gotta feel it." And then he like puts her hand to his chest. Feel it. It's like a heartbeat. Duh, 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 duh. It reminded me of So she's getting better. When she's not good at dancing, it just feels like someone who's pretending to not be good at dancing. Oh, look, I'm so clumsy. Look at two left feet.
Yeah, even her, like, there's shots of her at like this rickety white bridge, and she's like practicing her moves. And then, like, towards the end, and it's kind of silly. And then towards the end, she's like slightly better. I'm like, is the movie trying to tell me that she's good now, or is it trying to tell me that she's still bad? It's kind of a mixture of both towards the end.
Yeah. We're gonna practice on this log. Oh, not a log! No! With their bare, mangled talons gripping this log. I
Practice in the
was like,
water, practice in the
"Ooh."
field. There's a lot of montages.
And then I thought she couldn't do the dance because that was when the abortion would be, but I seem to remember the abortion stuff happening before the final dance number, right? Like she has it and she's not doing too good. Oh yeah, the cousin. What do you say? The guy came in here with a dirty knife and a folding table. And you didn't say anything or suggest he clean the knife? I tried to get into the room, I swear, Johnny, but I couldn't. I just love that. He came in with a dirty knife and a folding table. Oh, they should have shown the doctor. They should have shown the damn doctor, dude. I wanted to see this guy coming. Where's the broad? It's just some fucking old dude. Fucking curly, huge mop top I'm picturing. Where's the broad? Let's get this over with. I got another one in 3 minutes. I got six other camp counselors to see here tonight.
That's so good. And you didn't stop him?
No, I don't know how this stuff works. Thought that
Oh
was normal.
God.
And she's like laying in bed, like sweaty. I don't know what. She's not doing good from it.
Yeah.
And she goes to her dad's room at night, and I had to look to Jesse. I was like, "Is he a doctor? Did I miss
Yeah, I
that?"
didn't know that
She's like, "I think so." I was like, "Okay, that's convenient." And so I need your help now. And he grabs his doctor's bag, and I was just like, "Hey, he just brings it anywhere. Never fucking know." You're gonna need your classic black doctor's bag from The Exorcist, you know? Of all my tools I'll ever need in this little bag. I got a CPAP machine. I got fucking band-aids. I got bacitration. I got stitches, butterfly, and string. Don't worry about it. I got it all. Syringes. He has medicines and syringes in there because he pulls out the glass vial. Anyways, so he goes to see the girl, and oh my gosh, she's not doing good. All he did was like give her a shot, as really as far as I could tell. And what does he say? Yeah, he's like, what butcher did this? Oh my gosh!" And then he says, "Who's responsible for this girl?" And Johnny says, "I am, sir." I don't know what the fuck. How are you responsible for her? I don't know. I guess they're really close, and he feels responsible for her, but obviously the dad takes it as this is my baby too, and right? And so they're leaving, and everyone thanks him, and Johnny tries to thank him, and he just brushes him off and does a cold turn. And baby sees this, and I'm sorry for the way my dad treated you. And he's like, what are you talking about? Your dad did great. He saved the day. I know, but the way he treated you, I'm sorry. I've had people do worse. He just turned his back to me. It's okay. Yeah, so then there's more training. And oh yeah, and then the dad says, you never hang out with them again. But dad, they're my friends. Never again, baby. Okay? And now your sister is my favorite. And like he stops like talking to baby, and the sister becomes a favorite who we don't even know her name. You know what I mean? And the proprietor comes up to them at breakfast, this weird resort breakfast. Everyone's got a grapefruit. That's delicious. That's what I want at 6 a.m. is a tangy ass citrus fruit. Yummy. Just burning all my canker sores. You know? That's what I call breakfast. They always have like a fucking smorgasbord though when they have meals. I remember like they had dinner the first night, and the mom's like, "Look at all this leftover food." And I
Oh
think
yeah.
the other sister's like, "Are people still dying?" And I don't
Starving,
remember
yeah,
what.
starving around the world or whatever it was.
I think she said Russia or something. And the baby's like, "Try South Asia." Duh, that's where the starving people are. And oh yeah. And what the waiter comes over and is like, I think the dad's like, "Hey, will you bag this stuff up and send it to South Asia for us?" After you've ate what you want, of course. Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, have some of the scraps in the back, boy. I know you're hungry." This is real prime rib. I know you've never tasted that, you poor bastard. That was pretty funny. And we also get this little plot of what was that guy's name? Damn it, Bobby?
Robbie.
Robbie. Robbie kind of dating or dancing and kind of, I don't know, hooking up with the sister. And baby knows all about the story, so she's like, oh yeah, they're laying in bed. And the sister's like, I think I'm gonna go all the way with Robbie. She's like, no, not him. She's like, why? I don't know. Just pick someone else. Trust me on this one. Yeah, so I can't remember where that goes. Where does Robbie go wrong with the sister? Something.
There's a whole like journey, this whole fucking
Oh,
subplot goes
yeah.
on because we also at the same time find out that Johnny has been sleeping with a bunch of the older clientele, and because I don't know. He says that they use him for sex because he's young and sexy and whatever. And so one of the
And
clientele
I
that
only did it because I thought they liked me, and it made me feel good. But then I realized they were using me. Then he
Oh.
felt then he felt bad about it for some reason.
It's fucking ridiculous. But one of his the women that he's presumably sleeping with that we've cut to a couple times throughout the movie. She her husband is finally at the resort, and she's like, hey, husband's gonna be playing cards all night. I got something lined up for us. And then he goes up to the husband. The husband gives him money and says, hey, give my wife some private dancing lessons. And
Tonight,
Johnny,
I'm gonna be busy all night,
yeah,
yeah.
now he's in love with baby, so he turns the money down. And then the woman is like, what the fuck? So she needs her, she has to have her needs met. So we cut to baby's sister going to the hallway with Robbie to his little shack, and she opens the door and catches Robbie with that older woman
Yeah.
banging on
I
the
like how I noticed all these cabins when they were like open doors or stuff like that. The door is like a piece of like balsa wood. It's like the thinnest piece of shit door. I was like, how? Like you, this has to be, 70 degree all day every day, or you're just fucking dying in these cabins. You know
Oh
what I mean? I
yeah.
was like, Jesus, throw another sheet of wood on that door, baby.
Yeah.
Are we paying by the ply? Let's go here. How many plies? 5 ply? How much is that? You don't want to know, pal. You look like a 1 ply guy to me.
Yeah.
Just make the doors out of fucking toilet paper. Or beads. Yeah, so she finds him. And then I think Robbie goes to Johnny's cabin, and I think they had just hooked up again or something, and they're both out on the balcony, and he sees Baby there, and he wanted to get with Baby, I guess. And he's like, oh, Baby, I see you, what do you say, you compromise and just took the sloppy nobody. So did I, talking about his sister.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know if it was the first comment or the second comment, but that pisses off Johnny. He jumps over the railing. No, Johnny, no! You son of a bitch! Kind of grabs him by the tussles with him on his shirt, throws him to the ground, kicks him in the stomach, and then beats him on the ground. And then he's about to throw that punch, and he holds it. You're not worth it. You're not worth it! I am worth it! And he runs away like fucking, runs away like fucking Neve Campbell and Scream. Like,
oh yeah, Scary Movie. The fucking
yeah, I am worth it. Yeah. Oh yeah. Then Dad said he's gonna leave because of the abortion stuff and catching Baby hanging out with these miscreants. We're leaving. We're not staying. We're gonna beat the weekend traffic. And then the sister's like, but Dad, I was gonna sing in the talent show. And the mom's like, yeah, I don't want to miss the big number. And he's like, we could stay if you want. And then we get the sister practicing for the talent show. That's pretty funny. She's doing some Hawaiian dance song, and it's terrible. Yeah. And, yeah, they train for the big dance, but, oh, yeah, the woman who had sex with the waiter is pissed at Johnny for not having sex with her, so she frames him for stealing her husband's wallet. Says she saw Johnny, the dancer, walking by, and the wallet was missing. And other wallets have been missing. And we asked him for an alibi, and he said he was at his cabin alone reading. And then I like how the grandson, there's not a book in that cabin.
Johnny with a book.
Idiot. And then she's like, he was alone. He was there. I know it. And she's like, how would you know that? Listen, I know he was at his cabin all night because I was with him. And then the dad's like, what? What? And
then we cut to him sitting alone by the lake, all like dramatic and hilarious.
Skipping a stone.
My whore daughter.
No, where did I go wrong? Yeah, and so I think he meets up with her and tells her that they fired him. She's like, so they fired you anyways, even though I proved you didn't steal? They fired you because you had sex with a client, which was me and not her? Aw, bummer. And he's like, yeah. Yep, I don't get my... No, he said, what was the deal they made him? He will still get his summer bonus if he, I don't remember,
I think if he just leaves. Takes off. Yeah,
and doesn't just leaves. And so he plans on doing that. And anyways, the last final number is now like all the employees singing something. I don't remember what they were singing. It was after the sister went up and sang. And I thought that was funny when they're practicing and she's singing and Baby's like painting a palm tree and the super intricate palm tree with like bark and stuff. I'm like, this show sucks. We could just paint this palm tree green and brown and be done with it, but we're putting a lot of work into these damn props, dude. Like a lot. So Baby's sitting there with her family watching the final dance. And Johnny comes in, and I don't remember if he, oh yeah, he beelines it to their table, right? And then we get the classic line, nobody puts baby in a corner. And I knew that line before this movie. Did you? Yeah. I assumed to be a much deeper meaning and something way different, like somebody's pushing her around or trying to tell her what to do or trying to strong arm her. And I thought of, in my mind, it's a very powerful, nobody puts baby in a corner type of thing. But it's literally her in a chair in a corner. Just like her chair at the table happens to be the one that's near the corner. And he has a problem with this. He doesn't appreciate that for some reason. Nobody puts baby in a corner and hands put his hand out and gets her out. And I was like, and then the dad gets a, oh, I put her in that corner. And then the mom is like, sit down, James, or whatever. And he sits down. Okay, I'll see where this is going, I guess. And then he goes up on stage. He says, I'm sorry to interrupt everybody, but I've always danced the last number here at Dancing Camp 1963. And it just wouldn't be right if I didn't finish this thing off with a little ditty with my partner, Frances. Like, calls her by her real name, and that irritates her father. Like, he said, Frances, and then you go to cut to him, and he's like, tries to get up. And that's when the mom, I think, was like, sit down, James. God, you're embarrassing me. And yeah, they do their final dance, and it's a bit lackluster. In my mind, this final dance is fucking epic with the fucking lift and the everything. And but there was some fun parts where he goes out into the crowd, and then he gets all the employees. They're all going up with the shuffle towards the stage.
I love when he like leaps off the stage, lands, and then does a look back at her on the stage, and they have this moment like, look what I just did. It's fucking hilarious. A lot of good shit.
I wasn't scripted, baby.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. They end it by finally doing the lift that they didn't do during the other dance they were supposed to do. And this was the time of your life, right? This final one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which again makes no sense because that's a modern age song. And they go out of the way to see them put down a fucking record on the turntable and put
Yeah.
on, and it's like, okay, you kind of
This is
just have
new
to go with it, I
shit.
guess.
This is a mixtape. This is the new sound. You're gonna love it. You're gonna hear it on the radio. The new sound.
It
It's a
is a
great.
banger. It is a banger. I'll
It's
give him
called
that.
Dr. Dre. You're gonna love it. Bing,
Yeah.
bing, bing, bing. Dun, dun. Yeah. Da 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 da. Fucking dance every day. Okay. Yeah, that kind of ends, right? Just abruptly after the dance, I think. We don't even get like a wrap-up scene with family or anything, I don't think. Oh, yeah, we do.
With
Yeah,
the
we get the
dad a little
dad.
bit, yeah.
Well, it's pretty funny. We get the dad approaching Johnny because now he knows that it was the bastard because he liked that other kid, Robbie, and he was kind of liking that he was dating his daughter and had put his arm around him. Because remember, Johnny's like, I had a dream where your dad put his arm around me like he did to.
Your sister, yeah.
Yeah, and it was great. I was accepted. And then that's a pretty sad dream, bro. Sounds more like a nightmare, Holmes. And yeah, so the last scene, they're standing there or something, and the dad comes up to Johnny and says, hey, I want you to know that I know you weren't responsible for that girl. And you know what I mean. He's like, yeah. And when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Good talk. And then
Yeah,
he walks away.
that
When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong once and do not apologize for it. That's what
And then he
I do.
looks at
So.
baby and he's like, baby, you look good up there. It's like, man.
Now wipe that shit off your face.
Or your mother sees you.
Yeah. What is that, makeup? You're only 19 years old. Wipe that off your face. Yeah, so that's it. We got some credits. Boom. Dirty Dancing. Not at all what I expected it to be.
Same.
Yeah, weird. Sometimes you hear about these movies, these, 80s classics or whatever it may be, just classics that people know about in the geist, and you hear lines like "No one puts baby in a corner."
And the lift and the song and
Yeah, right?
yeah.
And you imagine how the movie is, and it's usually pretty close because it's so straightforward and in the popular culture. But yeah, this one, nope, the line didn't fit where I thought it would. The dance wasn't where I thought it was. The whole plot was nothing of what I thought it was going to be. Yeah, just totally different than what I pictured in my mind's eye. So that was interesting. Which was cool because sometimes when we pick these ones that you haven't seen but you know a lot of, they kind of just go by, it's kind of what you thought it was going to be. So it was refreshing to get one that just kind of, it wasn't completely out of left field, but it was quite a bit different than
Yeah.
how I pictured it. It was pretty fun, cheesy little 80s, movie. I really like that one scene. I forgot to mention it, the where he's trying to get into the car. It's just raining like fucking cats and dogs. He's just soaked, dude, wearing a leather jacket. The leather jacket's like absorbing all the water, bloating out like a body left in a river. You know what I mean? And he's just soaked. And he's like, "Oh, I locked the keys in the car. Damn." Kicks the post, gives it a couple kicks, pulls it out, breaks a window. It's raining, bro. Breaks the window, opens the door, and she is hesitant to get in the car, but they were approaching the car to get in the car. And he's like, "What? You like being wet?" Gets in. Oh yeah, and they're driving, and I like that too because I've heard of this scene. I thought it would be connected to something like them doing something daring or crazy. When she's like, "You're crazy!
You're
Oh my God! What a bad boy! You're driving in the rain? My dad would kill me if he knew we were driving in the rain." Like, that's all.
God.
You're crazy, man. I like you. They don't go do something. It's just that. That was pretty funny. You're crazy driving in the rain. Anyways, yeah, so I enjoyed it. It was pretty fun. I don't know if I feel the need to watch this ag ever again. Maybe. Give it some time and it cools off. I don't know. I can't tell right now. But it was okay and pretty good for a first watch and maybe my only watch. I give it like a 6.8. It was up there. It was fun. I can see why it's a classic. Swayze always kills. I thought it was funny. A lot of these scenes where they're showing like the dancing in the cabin, and there'll just be a tight shot on like two asses like caressing and grinding. Most of the time, I couldn't tell who the woman was, like, because they're all like Patrick Swayze bodies. Like super skinny and trim and tight ass pants and nice juicy little Swayze ass on the dudes. And then they pull out and I was like, "That's not what I thought it was." Whoa, man. The old rope-a-dope, man. It
Oh
got me a
God.
couple times.
You're like, that's a nice ass. Oh
Yeah. I was
shit.
like, "Oh, that's the woman grabbing his ass." Oh, okay. It's like the
Oh
guy's thigh and the like short shorts grind. You think it's like a skirt? I'm like, oh,
my
okay.
God. Hey.
It's all hairless and
I'm
smooth.
sweaty. Sweaty man thighs.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, 6.8.
Yeah, I agree. I enjoyed it as well. Like I said earlier, I think that the first, 45 minutes or so, I thought was wonderful. I thought I was along for the ride. There's good momentum to them, even though it's fucking silly with the whole pregnancy stuff. But at least there's like motivations for characters to do things. There's montages. There's a lot of dancing. There's a lot of energy to that first 45 minutes. And then, yeah, like I said, the movie just comes to a grinding halt. And then we start talking about, class stuff. Oh, I can't date you because you're lower class, and my dad, like that whole thing that we've seen a million times in love stories. And yeah, there's no really build up to the finale. I do think the finale's fun. I mean, it's hard not to get sucked into that dance number when that song kicks in, and it's fun. And then him going down the aisle with everybody doing the little choreographed
Have
dance. It's
you seen that? People like have people put that to the
Oh, the
that
Kendrick
Kendrick
thing.
Lamar song
It's
from
pretty good.
the
Boop,
and it goes
so good.
perfect, like doo doo doo. I loved it.
So yeah, I think the climax is fun. Although I do think it's a little unearned because I feel like the movie has a lot of like setups that don't necessarily pay off. Because what I got from the ending is this the idea of, oh, these dancers are required to dance in this kind of conservative way with these older people, and so they have to go to the shack to dance dirty. That's how they want to dance, but they can't dance that way. They have to suppress their needs to dance the way they want to. So the ending is supposed to be the them unleashed and showing the world that dancing is more than just the cha-cha or whatever. But I don't think it really lands. I don't think it's like a big emotional moment. That I just feel like the movie could have done better building that up. And also just building up the end in general. Like I think you and I both agree that I think the movie could have been stronger if the movie was building up to them doing a big dance number instead of just kind of just happens. They're like, oh, we've
For
been
sure.
practicing this. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You practiced for the first one that you already did, but I don't remember you guys practicing. Is it the same number? I have no fucking idea because you guys didn't practice for this at all. You just
It's
did
exactly the same.
it.
Exactly.
But yeah, overall, it's not perfect, but I did enjoy it. It's pretty fun, really cheesy. It's a good 80s romp. So yeah, 7.5 for me. I found it to be pretty enjoyable.
Okay. Yeah, 6.8, 7.5. Didn't find anywhere to stream for free, had to rent it, so that's a
Yeah,
bummer, but
same.
whatever. $3.99. It was at least it was in UHD. That's nice. Usually when you rent these, it's like a HD for the older ones. So
Yeah.
obviously this has got like a 4K
Yep.
release
Yeah.
that they can lean on. So that's nice. Yeah, 6.8, 7.5. Go check it out. You can rent it on anything, or if you got a copy, those also work. So yeah, I appreciate having you as always. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube, also on Spotify and Apple Music. If you do your podcast that way, you like to just listen and go about your life doing your other tasks. That's fine. We don't care. However you want to do it, we're not picky. Just come join us. That's all we want. We love your company. We love having you. Till the next piece. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you.